USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before boarding Air Force One, President Trump says he believes it's a disgrace that Democratic candidates for president are not attending the pro-Israel conference next week.
The Democrats have very much proven to be anti-Israel. There's no question about that.
What?
I don't know what's happened to them, but they are totally anti-Israel. Frankly, I think they're anti-Jewish.
An Indonesian airline is trying to cancel a nearly $5 billion order for Boeing's 737 MAX jet airliner. The airline ordered the planes back in 2014 and has taken delivery of one of the planes, but with everything going on with Boeing, they're saying thanks, but no thanks. USC Aviation Safety and Security Program Director Thomas Anthony tells NBC News.
And ultimately, it is up to that regulator, in this case the FAA, to say what is a safe and certificated aircraft.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Another legal battle is brewing over an abortion law. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryan signed one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country on Thursday. Now the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is based in New York, but which represents Mississippi's only remaining abortion clinic in Jackson, is filing a lawsuit. The group did successfully challenge a Mississippi law that was passed last year that banned abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The new law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected, and that's about 6 weeks after a woman becomes pregnant.
Republican Senator Martha McSally from Arizona is announcing a new military sexual assault task force. She spoke about the project while visiting Luke Air Force Base on Thursday.
Really felt the best way to do this, instead of service by service, these separate meetings, that we needed to kind of do this all together. So I asked them to create this task force that I could also participate in. It's a little non-traditional. These different branches of the government would be at the table together, but we need to solve this together.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting ICE agents in Atlanta. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office in Atlanta, Georgia, to talk about border security.
We are standing with you, and we will keep standing with you as you enforce our laws and keep our communities safe.
Now, the Vice President noting that ICE operates under the Department of Homeland Security, created by former President George W. Bush in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attack.
This month marks 16 years since Immigration and Customs Enforcement was created, and every single day since then. And men and women across this country, 20,000 American patriots, part of this agency.
Democrats running for their party's presidential nomination in 2020 are staying away from next week's APEC conference and what progressive groups see as a sign of a shifting political tide. Jeff Balaban is with the American Center for Law and Justice. He tells Fox News.
This is truly reached a crisis level where now virtue signaling on the left means not to say we support Israel, or now they're trying to use different explanations for it. Even Ilhan Omar is trying to use different explanations for it. They keep on moving that bar. Oh, we like Israel, we just don't like Likud. We don't like Bibi Netanyahu. We like, but we don't. They've gotten to the point now where if you can't come to AIPAC, the most centrist organization, where everyone has always gone with this, the common denominator across the board, what you're really saying is, we don't support Israel anymore.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.